This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon here. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell, Kevin Pfeiffer. Kevin Pfeiffer. I got to talk about him in a moment. Kevin Flynn. I'll take Kevin as a co-host every now and then, right? And, of course, super producer Chris. Kevin Pfeiffer's America's Land Auctioneer. And they are busy out there. Ramsey County, North Dakota today. 619 acres they're auctioning. Monday, about 150 prime acres in Otter Tail County, Minnesota. Tuesday, McHenry and McLean counties, about 300 acres. And then a Winter's Farm retirement auction down in South Dakota. Live and online. Find them all at Pfeiffer's.com or call them at 877-700-4099. Mark Morgan will join us in just a moment. We're going to talk about the latest situation at the border. You know, we're sucked into all these stupid negotiations over socialism and Marx being at the door and all the things the Democrats are trying to do. And it is a perfect ruse to say, pay no attention to the fact that what's happening down here at the border, which I would argue you have generations of impact from this. Generations. It is going to transform communities. It is going to be a crime wave. It's drugs. It's all happening right there. And it just keeps happening. It's unbelievable. A little bit of breaking news from Senator John Kennedy, who has a description of what's going on right now and all these negotiations happening. What does he say is happening?
Well, here's what I've observed. The Democrats are pretty much in total disarray. President Biden is sort of like Kevin Bacon at the end of Animal House when people are stampeding him and he's saying, calm down, be calm, everything's under control. Wow. They say they have a framework. Mm-hmm. Now, to me, a framework is when your car has two wheels down, it's axle dragging, you're in the ditch, you don't have any help, and you tell your spouse, honey, I've got a framework to get us out of this ditch. And I think that's where we are. Based on the little I've seen of the framework, I just love that term, only Washington, framework. I've got a framework to be a billionaire someday, you know. I think people who are successful financially should be applauded, not criticized in America, but I love this term framework. And I've seen a little of it. I know this, they're going to try to crush small business.
Remain calm, all is well. Yeah. Biden is bacon. I love that. Only John Kennedy can come up with that. Mark Morgan joins us. Mark is a senior fellow for the Federation for American Immigration Reform. He was Donald Trump's Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. Been there, done that on the front lines. Mark, nice to have you back. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
How bad is it at the border today, 27th of October, 2021?
We have basically lost control of our southwest border. It's a catastrophic crisis. It's the worst crisis that we've seen in our modern history. And look, we could spend the next hour. I could give you facts and statistics to back that up. Let me give you just a couple. Border Patrol alone, this doesn't even include OFO at our ports of entry, but in between those that have illegally entered, 1.7 million apprehensions this fiscal year. That's the highest on record ever. Let me talk to you about the number of gotaways, because 40 to 50% of Border Patrol resources are pulled off the line, leaving large areas of border wide open, unsecured, and unmonitored. They're averaging now 400,000 gotaways have broken our country, evaded apprehension, and made their way to every town, city, and state. And there are some bad people among that 400,000. And then the last stat I'll give you real quick, is the number that have been released into the country. Those that have illegally entered, defied the rule of law, defied the laws of our sovereign nation, 600,000 have been released into the interior of the United States by this administration, almost 150,000 unaccompanied minors alone.
As a guy that was part of the Trump administration that said, no, not on our watch, not going to happen, and saw the, you know, the benefit of leadership on this issue, sending a strong message, to see it undone like this, brick by brick, I can't even imagine how you get up every day and slog away. It's just, how do you stay positive with that much horrible news related to the border after all the good work you did, Mark?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a great question, and I'm going to give you a straight, honest answer like I always do. I wake up angry and frustrated just about every day. I mean, I'm just being honest with you because of what you just said. We saw a network of tools, authorities, and resources that were undone with a stroke of a political pen by this administration, made our borders less secure and our country less safe. And after 35 years of serving this country under six administrations, Republican and Democrat, it's nonsensical what's going on right now. How they're jeopardizing every aspect of our public safety, health, and national security. The only way this makes sense is they see a perceived political benefit. Every single illegal alien they find a pathway to citizenship, they believe it's going to equate to a Democratic vote.
It is hard to get your mind wrapped around just how bad this is. How much of an impact and how long will this cause to the United States, to every corner of the United States?
Well, so right now, if you think about the 600,000 mineral release and the 400,000 gotaways, that's on the front end. I think it's very – so this is a good question because let's not forget, though, on the back end, the DHS secretary has basically abolished 90% of ICE's enforcement authority. I mean, he's basically removed the word illegal from illegal immigration. It's no longer illegal to be here illegally. And he just came down with a third set of restrictions that basically said ICE – If an illegal alien is here illegally, you know they're illegally, but if they're basically going anywhere, living their lives, you can't touch them. If they're dropping their kid off of school, can't touch them. If they go to church, can't touch them. If they're going to a parade, can't touch them. I mean, you can't make this up. And this is why it's so important now. Every single illegal alien that's either breaking in and getting passed or being released, they're here to stay. And that's the truth.
Donald Trump said yesterday that this caravan that's making its way from the south of Mexico to the U.S. border must be stopped. I hope everyone is watching the massive caravan pouring through Mexico and headed to our country. This must be stopped before they reach our border or before. Numbers are like 4,000 in this latest wave. Fox News' Griff Jenkins is embedded with that. He said approximately 4,000 strong, more than 400 children between the ages of 7 and 18, 100 babies, 65 pregnant women, 4 wheelchair-bound migrants, for crying out loud. It's just the latest wave. There are reports that Texas has said, no, sorry, we're arresting these people and putting a wall there. What do you know about this, Mark? What's the latest?
Yeah, so they are. So right now, the Governor Abbott of Texas has done a tremendous job. He's procured through their legislative process, you know, a couple hundred million dollars to continue to build the wall system. I applaud those efforts. He's trying to do everything he can to actually apply consequences to those that actually commit a crime by illegally entering our country. And history has shown if you apply I know this is going to be a crazy concept, but if you actually apply consequences to those who are actually committing crimes, you'll see those crimes go down, including those that are illegally entering the United States. Anytime that we apply consequences, either we detain them and remove them, you see the numbers go down. That's exactly what Governor Abbott is trying to do. He's trying to apply consequences to address and stem the flow of illegal immigration, secure our borders. And here's what's very important is, look, your listeners need to understand that what happens at the southwest border does not stay at the southwest border. Every city and town in this country is a border town, city, and state. When you have 1.7 million, when you have 200,000 in the 30-day period that Border Patrol has to process, they basically give up their national security mission to become professional facilitators of illegal immigrants, leaving large areas of border wide open. Drugs are pouring in, criminal aliens are pouring in, drugs are pouring in, and our vulnerability to a national security threat increases and makes a way to every city in this country. That should be alarming to everybody, and that's why border security is so important.
The Mexican army was dispatched to deal with this, and they caved like a knife through a butter, this wave. And I think at the time it was about 2,000-3,000, just literally within minutes. It was a total joke. Is Mexico any help here, or are they not fearing the Biden administration, so just looking the other way?
That's exactly it. What you just said, that latter part, is exactly it. They don't fear this administration. The comments that you read from former President Trump, look, those were comments, those were strong, those were from a position of strength. This administration gave up every bit of leverage that we had obtained with the governor of Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries under Trump administration. They gave it all away. So if you look back, just as a point of reference, in 2020, guess how many caravans we had made the U.S. border, southern border? Zero. Zero. And why was that? Is because we demanded that Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries step up and address this as a regional crisis
so
and get involved.
We know Mexico can do this. They're not. Why? Pretty obvious. More with Mark Morgan after the break. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. What do we do about it? And the impacts continue to be in our focus. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com for all kinds of great new deals. Check it out. MetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. MetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. MetroServe USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's a challenge to feel all right, but yeah.
Feeling all right except for
that. The border, pick your poison right now. Mark Morgan, Donald Trump's commissioner, top man on the job in Customs and Border Protection, with us today on the program. And we're brought to you by our friends at North Dakota Petroleum Council. You might not know this, but you should. Oil and natural gas, that industry,
The bounty of that industry touches every corner of North Dakota. The roads, the schools, the water projects, everything is true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Sylvester has a question or comment for Mark Morgan. Go ahead, Sylvester, 258-0550, 701-258-0550. Text your questions to 701-237-1590. Go ahead, Sylvester.
Mark, why can't all the states send their National Guards down there? Is that something that the states can't do? I mean, it's like the United States, the states go down, we close that border down. Why couldn't our National Guard do that?
So that's a great question, and the short answer is they can't. And I think this is important while we're talking to people from all over, including North Dakota, because, again, every state is impacted by what's happening on the southwest border. And so right now, this is why we've also – this is beyond a border security crisis. This is beyond a humanitarian crisis. This is why we also call this a constitutional crisis. I believe, as well as other kind of legal minds that are way more versed in constitutional law than I am, that believes under Article 1, Section 10, Article 4, Section 4, Clause 3, that states can actually – begin to do what the federal government is failing to do, and that's apprehend those that are illegally in the United States and remove them. And the states can utilize their National Guard resources to do that. And it doesn't have to be just border states. And so I think that's why it's so important. Why 2022 matters, right now matters as well. And that's why you need to get with your state legislator, your governor, your AG, and start demanding that they get involved to address what the federal government is failing to do.
Yeah, because we're just watching this play out and sort of taking it. We need to have some kind of action. And North Dakota does have, by the way, guard troops down there. South Dakota has guard troops down there. Minnesota, of course, they're not going to do it because there's a Democratic governor, and they're going along with it. But if there's enough pain politically on Tim Walz, who's governor of Minnesota, to say, hey, you're okay with this, then they'll have to consider it. So that's, I mean, is Sylvester anything else, by the way?
No, that was just kind of it. Yep.
Appreciate the question. Thank you. You know, you talked earlier about the changes in where we enforce illegal immigration and what rules are being set by ICE and the Department of Homeland Security under Joe Biden. And they're deciding what's a sensitive area where you can actually go. And again, the sensitive areas would be what? Everywhere, I assume.
Everywhere. I mean, basically, if you read his memo, basically, if you're living your life, then you're going to be exempt from ICE being able to contact you if you're here illegally. And I think it's important if your listeners need to understand, it's not just about the catastrophe on our physical border that's opened those borders up, that's driving the worst numbers, worst crisis we've seen in our lifetime. It's also what's happened in the interior. As I said, they basically dismantled ICE. They've removed 95% of ICE's interior enforcement authority. This secretary now, Secretary Mayorkas, he is circumventing the Congress, and he's really become a de facto legislator and a de facto judge. He's ignoring current law. He's ignoring immigration judges' court orders, and is creating new law. He has said now that you being here illegally is not enough to remove you. Having a court order removal from a immigration judge is not enough to remove you. He just told ICE agents this week, if an illegal alien that you know to be here illegally, if they're dropping their kids off school, can't touch them. If they're involved in a parade, can't touch them. If they're on the way to church, can't touch them. I've never seen this like this in my 35 years of service.
So the question is, do we have immigration law? And this is where, if you're frustrated by this, all you can do is talk to somebody that represents you in Congress to say, do we have laws or don't we have laws? I mean, I can't think of anything else that you can do other than just be enormously frustrated. What would you recommend for folks, Mark?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, that's why 2022 matters, but I'll say is we can't wait for then. So you've got, you know, Capitol Hill nationally or congressional members, they have to do their job that they failed to do. But until then, the states got, more states need to step up, like Texas. But Texas, the AG there, has been leading the way. Missouri's done a great job. Governor DeSantis in Florida is stepping up. They've got to take action. What they're doing in Texas, for example, is incredible, but they have to continue to do more. And the reason why I say that, not because they're not trying to do everything, but it's because this administration keeps doubling down on opening our borders and making them less secure and making our country less safe. So it's up to the states. No one else can do anything right now. But when 2022, Matt, comes, we got to make sure that meaningful legislation is passed. And look, in under President Trump, the first 2 years, let's not forget, he had the White House, the Senate, and the House. And they failed to pass, the Republicans failed to pass a single piece of meaningful legislation that would have prevented what we're seeing right now through executive orders and DHS policy to open our borders.
Do we have laws or not? And if they can do this, we don't have laws effectively defending the border. That's a big problem in addition to, you know, what you're seeing play out. Another call for a Mark question or comment. Go ahead, listener. Hi, go ahead for Mark Morgan. Are you there? No, I don't hear him. Texter wants to know the northern border. You and I have talked about this before, but drugs are particularly problemsome at the northern border. I would imagine you've got as many resources as possible at the southern border. What does that mean for the northern border? And is it true that drugs are the main point of concern on the northern border, Mark?
Yeah, drugs are absolutely a significant concern on the northern border. Look, you know, obviously a lot of bandwidth and attention is applied to the southwest border for obvious reasons. But look, our northern border, it's absolutely unsecure as well. Look, there are hundreds of personnel, both at our ports and Border Patrol, that have been removed from the northern border and sent down to the southwest border to help them not secure our border, but actually help process illegal aliens faster and release them in the United States. So not only are the resources depleting the northern border and making the northern border more vulnerable, they're not really going down to the southwest border to help secure the border, but really just to process illegal aliens faster into the U.S. And in addition to that, the northern border is not just about drugs. There's a real national security threat, a real national security vulnerability with respect to our northern border. And that's why I say we get kind of lured into this false narrative by open border advocates and the Democrats, is that they want to say, hey, we've got border security over here and illegal immigration over here. And that's not right. The issue is about border security, southern border, northern border, or coastal borders. Border security first, of which illegal immigration is a subset. But when you open your borders up to one threat or one crisis, you're opening your borders up to the vast set of complex threats facing us from outside our borders, and that's what this administration has caused right now.
It's a humanitarian crisis. There's human trafficking. There's drugs. It is inhumane to allow this. It's awful. So please, awake from your slumber. Do something about it. Let anybody that is in an elected position know you've had enough. Want this taken care of. Mark, thanks for fighting on this front. Good to catch up with you, sir.
You bet. Always. Thank you.
Short break, back with more. A rally in Bismarck on November 8th being planned. What's that all about? You'll find out next.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden packs his bags for a meeting with world leaders in Europe, he's scheduled to make one more trip to Capitol Hill Thursday morning and push his social spending bill. At this time, how to pay for it has been a major stumbling block. Independent Bernie Sanders late Wednesday night.
In my mind, there is no way. I mean, I think we got revenue issues and everything else. I don't like that. Unless something is taking place that I don't know about, I don't think that is the case. It's not conceivable to me that we're going to have a deal today.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin.
There's a lot going on with that. It's a straight convoluted. I believe there's going to be, everyone's going to pay. I believe that we will end up where everyone must participate.
Crews are working to restore power to hundreds of thousands of New Englanders who woke up in the dark Wednesday after a powerful nor'easter dumped heavy rain and falling trees down power lines. Storms will continue over the next couple of days. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says nearly 500,000 homes and businesses lost power at some point. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Lasagna with garlic toast, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, on my...
Stop talking. That's enough.
I know,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, really,
knock it off. On my lunch plan for today, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You know, we're having some of the chicken, Todd. It's your favorite old Petroserv USA in Mandan. Order the 4-for-4 deal. Don't forget that all day, every day, 4-for-4. Pizza, the 20-ounce soda, 2 homemade cookies. Petroserv USA is the spot. Get registered for the Bison Game Day winners. Two $500 gift cards given away because of weekend Bison football. Let's see what else. Pulled pork or French dip sandwich in Valley City for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience at Petroserv USA. Meatloaf dinner in Harwood. What's not to love about a meatloaf dinner? Salisbury Steak, NP Avenue, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon. There you go, Petroserv USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
I have a request. If anyone from Petroserv is listening, please bring the French dip sandwich from Valley City to Glendon. Because I love it.
There you go.
They don't serve up the French dip in Glendon.
And a little juice.
I even told the gal at Glendon, I'm like, hey, get the French dip going.
Get the recipe from your friends in Valley City.
Yeah,
there you go. So Joe Biden's going to drool here in a little bit. And it's breaking news from CNN, and he'll be drooling.
Oh, man!
He'll be mumbling through some sort of happy talk, delaying his trip overseas so he can try and...
He can wedge us into his itinerary.
Yeah.
So let's go, Brandon!
We'll bring that to you when it happens here, because it's supposed
there
to happen momentarily. In the meantime, let's talk about something that's happening in the great state of North Dakota. Jay Lundeen is here to tell us about a rally being planned in Bismarck. And I've heard a lot about this rally. I want some details and I want folks to know about what's happening. All I know is it'll be at the same time that the special session is happening in Bismarck. Let's find out more. Jay, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you loud and clear. So
okay, I got you on speaker, so I apologize.
No, we got you.
Well, I appreciate you letting me speak to your audience today. But we're having a rally, as you alluded to, on the 8th of November. It'll be at the steps of the Capitol from noon to 2. And what it is going to be called, and the theme of it, and quite honestly, the mission of it, is called We the People. Very simple, very straightforward, because that's what this is. It's about we the people. And I think a lot of problems that we're having in our state, worse so in our country, but in our state, it's alarming to us how a 7-to-1 advantage for Republicans to Democrats that some of these things are happening. And I can get more specific on that. So it's not a Democrat-Republican thing, this event. It's a North Dakotan thing, and it's We the People rally. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and all the details will come out because we got great, smart North Dakota people putting things together as we speak.
All right, so We the People rally on the steps of the state capitol on November 8th from noon to 2. What would be the desired outcome? What do you want to have happen from the We the People rally?
It's quite simply this. We need our elected officials, the folks that we trust to represent our principles and values and people of North Dakota. We would hope that they would be representing us with their talents and abilities to get things done for us. And what's happening is we don't have that. So we want our legislators to hear how passionate, how real, and how serious this is. And hopefully, some of them that are on the fence on issues when they shouldn't be, maybe will get on the right side of the fence, the right side of the fence.
Is this about the special session in Bismarck? Is this about state legislators?
This is all about state legislators. It is because of the session. We know or don't know what that session is going to look like at this time, but what we do know is our elected officials in the great state of North Dakota will be there that day, and they will hear us. That we know.
And what specifically would you like them to do? What change would you like in state government?
What I would like in state government is that we finally, once and for all, quit playing ring around the rosy, and we need Republicans to identify as Republicans. So how do we define a Republican? The five top platform issues that, Scott, you don't have enough airtime for, but I'll summarize with God, country, Second Amendment, small government, free people. The rest of it, we can negotiate. But we don't negotiate our core values. That is why I identify as a Republican. Now, there's another faction of our party, obviously, and it's obvious to everyone now that's paying attention, that there's another faction of our party that are good people with good intentions, but are going the wrong direction and have just catered to pressures that they shouldn't cater to. So we believe that we, the people, will speak in all elections over the next 18 months. And it will be a resounding. And for our elected officials to be the servants that they're elected to be, we need them to vote the right way, the real Republican way.
And if they do, what will be better? What specifically, you know, in the way of...
What will be better, Scott, is they'll have freedom. They will be treated with respect. Nurses, healthcare workers, truck drivers, account executives, all parameters of our government, or of our sector, private sector, are forced to put something in their arm that they, for whatever God gave them a reason to believe it isn't going to work for them, and they choose not to do it, they could lose their job. It's happening. Joe Biden is a bubbling, babbling, you know what, we all agree with that. But if we don't tied the ship in North Dakota, the country's lost. If
so,
we, 800,000 people, can't come together and throw our egos to the sidelines and really, truly do the people's work, if we do that, we can turn this thing around by 24 and be a shining example of what free men and women, not political, free men and women are capable of.
Got it. So if the message is received, the elected leaders of North Dakota would say, we're not allowing vaccination mandates in North Dakota.
That would be a loud and clear no vaccination mandates in North Dakota. Scott, I'm a business owner and an entrepreneur. The government has their fingers in my flexibility every day. And the only reason I'm successful at what I do is my people. They work so I get blessed and get to do things they don't get to do. They are precious, and if they don't want something, who in the heck am I to mandate them doing it? I'm all about free enterprise. I'm not about control.
There have been a number of ways states have done that, executive orders and, you know, specific legislation and, you know, legal fights from the attorney general saying we're going to go to court. Any particular path that this rally will push for a way to fight back against these mandates?
Yes, the path is clear. The path is wide. The path has resistance, but the right kind of resistance. The path is we shore up our elections and make sure that everyone that's listening to this believes on whatever side of the fence they're on that their vote counts. Number one, numero uno. The rest of it will be taken care of by we the people. Our founders made it that way, intended it that way, and call me a traditionalist, but I like to look at the original.
Appreciate the update on it. As we get closer, we'll let you know more about it. Jay Lundeen giving us the details on the November 8th rally, noon to 2, state capitol steps, a we the people rally, priority one, not in North Dakota, not vaccine mandates, no way, no how. Jay, thanks for the update, and keep us posted.
I would love to. It's going to be an epic day. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Jay. And I would imagine some people listening probably have some other agenda items that they think are not being heard from we the people. Think of any of those? Give us a call. Let us know on what's on your mind. So the handlers for Joe Biden, I have on good authority, are trying to awaken them from the nap right now, Todd. Is that what you're getting on your news feed? That the White House staff has given them a little shake? Hey. You got to go out there. The media's waiting. You're 11 minutes late for your little press conference. I think so. Todd? Kevin, are you guys getting that on your newsfeed too? That they're trying to wake him up from his nap. That's what I'm getting on my feed here.
Exactly.
You guys got that too? Okay. I just want to check my sources on this. The reason he hasn't come to the podium.
Fox Business has a good shot of the empty podium. I guess they're kind of the one on standby. Gets up there, we'll know.
Right, and we do have a little bit of breaking news from Bernie Sanders. Bernie says he's not on board yet. Wants the framework improved.
Framework.
So I think I think he needs more than two wheels working on the frame right now. He wants a third.
Well, the bottom line, Scott, is we haven't spent nearly enough money.
Yeah,
we haven't. We could triple, quadruple this, and we still wouldn't have spent enough money. We don't have the things we don't need.
This wish list.
By the way,
from the Biden for President campaign isn't included enough in the deal. Yeah. This is so pathetic.
You can't make it up.
Something ever happens to Bernie, Kevin can just step right in. That's great.
Scott in Grand Forks, let's get you in here while we await the Biden awakening from the nap. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I'm sitting listening to the last guy that you've had on here and talking about him being this wonderful Republican, and he's going for the five different values and that we've got to stand up against government, and I agree with some of that. But he talks about being the businessman and the entrepreneur. I'd like to know how much money he got from the government.
I lost you there, Scott. How much money he got from what? Hang on a second. Let's go to Joe Biden at the White House first. Hang tight, Scott. We'll get back to you here.
Historic economic framework.
Oh, yeah.
It's a framework that will create millions of jobs, grow the economy, invest in our nation and our people, turn the climate crisis into an opportunity, and put us on a path not only to compete, but to win the economic competition.
By spending money.
For the 21st century.
Trillion.
Against China and every other major country in the world.
Yeah, trillion.
It's fiscally responsible. It's fully paid for.
It's well paid for.
17 Nobel Prize winners in economics have said it will lower the inflationary pressures on the economy.
Oh, my.
And over the next 10 years, it will not add to the deficit at all.
Free.
It will actually reduce the deficit,
it's
according
free.
To economists.
It's free, Kevin.
Free.
I want to thank my colleagues in the Congress for their leadership. We spent hours and hours and hours over months and months working on this. No one got everything they wanted, including me. But that's what compromise is.
This is interesting.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
You know, what's interesting about this is he's claiming they've got some sort of a framework here, and maybe Bernie Sanders says, no, the framework's got to be improved. Ilhan Omar is saying, no way, got to see the text. So this is like a kabuki dance here for crying out loud.
They're eating each other up here.
We'll see if there's any other breaking news out of this, or if he goes back to take a nap and get to Scott, too, when we continue.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan.
Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. All veterans, active duty, guard and reserve, police, EMS, and firefighters, you are invited to enjoy a complimentary turkey dinner with all the trimmings at the Bismarck Elks November 11th. You do need tickets. They're free, but you do need to actually get those. Stop by Quality Inn, Action Movers, Valley Sport Marine, First International Bank and Trust, Northwest Contracting, or on the strip at Schwann. Your GMC Cadillac, show your proof of service. Pick up a ticket for you and a guest to join us November 11th when Scott Hennon will be live, and I have a special Scott Hennon surprise I'll bring with me, and I'll be there.
Yep. Another reason to be there. Yep. November 11th. That's great fun. Love those veterans.
So you barely can't get it from Scott Hennon anymore, but I've got it for you.
Wow. Tickets for this are gone. They'll be gone at some point.
Wait. Don't think you can just show up at the door without the tickets, because they'll be gone by then.
So while we were at break, Joe Biden kept talking, but he didn't say one thing. other than some... what was he talking about, a sandwich or something?
Yeah.
Today, with my Democratic colleagues, we have a framework.
Framework.
For my Build Back Better initiative. And here's how it will fundamentally change the lives of millions of people for the better.
Okay.
Millions of you are in the so-called sandwich generation.
Hmm.
Who feel financially squeezed by raising a child and caring for an aging parent. About 820,000 seniors in America.
Okay, wait a minute a second here now.
People with disabilities.
You're raising a family and you're trying to rise, you know, you're
yeah.
And now the cost of everything's gone up because of his policies.
Right.
Look at the price of gas. Look at the cost of everything's gone up. So this sandwich generation just got poked in the eye by this guy.
Yeah, it just got piled on. Yeah, pretty much. Oh, all right, well, go ahead.
For Medicaid, they're on a waiting list right now to get home care. They need some help. They don't have to be put, they don't have to be kicked out of their homes. But they need a little help getting around, having their meals made occasionally for them.
What?
They don't want to put them in nursing homes, not because of the cost, but because it's a matter of dignity. They want to stay in their homes.
Now, here's a little clue for you, JB, okay? They're actually putting residents of nursing homes out because they don't have staff. That's actually happening.
Are you two on a first name basis, JB?
Yeah, I don't even want to say his name. I don't even want to utter the guy's name.
Can't even make it up. Let's go back to Scott and Grand Forks for some common sense here, because Biden's not making any. We'll dip back in before we're done here. But Scott, sorry, you broke up on us, and you wanted to make some point about the previous guest that's planning a rally, We the People rally. What was that again?
Yeah, he talks about how good a Republican he is and how conservative and all of the things that he wants and stuff. But how much money has he gotten from the government in the last couple of years due to COVID and the things that a lot of people never, ever got? And he doesn't have to pay it back. So he should be thankful for the government that's been treating him so well and making his entrepreneurship such a wonderful story. I mean, it's just, you know, everybody speaks out the side of their mouth. They talk that they're the exact... the exact example of a rhino, only in name only. You know, yeah, I'm a Republican and I want conservative values, but I want the government there for me when there's a disaster or if there's something happening.
Well, but I think you're missing a point here related to COVID. If the government says you must shut down, you will shut down, you can't do this, you can't open your business, you can't, then the government says, but we're going to backstop you to keep people employed rather than have a wave of unemployment. You're saying to be for We the People, to be for freedom principles, that somehow you're supposed to go, no government, the mess you created, you don't have to be responsible for? That seems like a stretch, Scott. All right. Scott hung up. Sorry. Brian, let's get you in here, Brian. Make some sense of this for us. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Well, just a couple of things. You know, they gotta look into these Dominion voting machines and do away with them, or you know, they've used them all to cheat in the past, and you know, Stacey, what's her name down there?
Georgia, failed candidate for governor down there. Yep, Abrams. Yep.
Well, yeah, you know, she's leading the charge on this, and you know, she's the queen of ballot harvesting and all that stuff. But, you know, so they got to bring that up to, like, Senator Cramer and stuff and the status of these Dominion voting machines, for one thing.
But
another thing, you know, is to press the point that, you know, every small business in America is a corporation. Every plumber, every electrician, you know, every hairdresser, every small business is incorporated. So when they talk about taxing the evil corporations, it's every small business in America, which they want to ruin, you know.
Great point,
yeah.
Ryan. Great point.
Yeah. Great point.
Let's finish strong with Biden here. Again, it's funny, on the screen from Fox News, Sanders and squad say no to this, and he's saying we got a framework. So it's more happy talk, obviously. But, Joe, bring us home here.
We have to.
In the 12 states that haven't expanded Medicaid, all the rest have, this framework will enable you to get affordable coverage. And Medicare will now cover the cost of hearing aids and hearing checkups.
What?
This framework also makes the most significant investment to deal with the climate crisis ever happened.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Beyond any other advanced nation in the world. Over a billion metric tons of emission reductions, at least 10 times bigger on climate than any bill that has ever passed before, and enough to position us.
I hope somebody in the media is going to go, wait a minute, our emissions are coming down without your trillions. They're coming down while the rest of the world is the problem. Why are we bankrupting future generations for a problem we're fixing on our own through technology?
Well, I just...
Come on. How dare you?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah Greta. Okay, just so you know.
Good old Greta.
How dare you?
Speaking... facts. It's God love you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Do you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 118 acres of exceptional cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota, 80 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County, and 620 acres of excellent crop and hunting land in Ramsey County. And don't forget the Dennis Johnson Equipment Estate Auction on October 27th in Kenmare, North Dakota, featuring John Deere tractors, Freightliner Semi, and a McDon 1170 Swather, and hundreds of more items. You can view all of these auctions and many more auctions at Piper's.com or call Piper's 877-700-4099.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.